Okay.
We love you, Matthew.
What?
So we love you, Matthew.
Okay, we're holding here Mem Aleph. And Amud Lamed Aleph, we finally finished Mem, and we're holding Mem Aleph. Omer Neshama. So the Neshama said, Nikavetz Eifer Kol HaShedibarnu Ad Atabin HaZeker Avu. So let's put together everything we learned, because you said an awful lot. Somehow this seems to be a recurring pattern. You ask them to sum up, and then the summation seems to get bigger than the thing itself.
It's a good blog post.
What?
It's a good blog post.
Omer Seichel. A klal kotzev enoch lekabel. It's a very easy klal. Rotzo harotzo alyon legalos v'amitus yichudoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megalo his yichud, meaning his exclusivity. That there's nothing that has any possibility, any ability to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the whole world is built to reflect that episode. Vaklalhu, mashu mastepana v'neisim mokem l'rali motzei, ad sheyachsev igal etuvoi. He is mastepana and allows Ra to appear to exist. Ad sheyachsev igal etuvoi, until he'll come back and be megalis tuvoi. V'rali yimotzei oid. V'nir yichud mamshaltei. There will be no longer Ra, and we'll only see yichud mamshaltei. U'benkach u'benkach niten mokem avoid el adam kozach esar nimtza. And during that period of time, that is Chisar and the Bria, we have Avodah Sodom. Vashleimus oimed lizgalois, and the Shleimus will be in Izgala. Vachshin izgalus v'ankabolos aschala v'edishnas iskva. That's the summation of what he said until now. Memge, Omer Amem Gimel, Omer Aneshama, Adayin yesh li mokri mat l'shayla. Lomot onutzich lemesh akolim an iyichut. Why do you have to keep focusing everything on the one thing of Yichud? I mean, you said a very nice piece. Haloi, Toiva Asvar, next page, Arishayna, Shashamati, Mipiru, Tosvarecha, Sherotza Kashbroch, Lehete, Otova Shleimel, Nevrov. You said good. You said Akashbroch won't be mated to Nevroim, Verotza Shatzorch, Lose, Shi Kablum, Bishusle, Bitstaka. He wanted we should earn it. Al Kain, Soma, Schab, Anish, Boilam, Shi Kabla, Toiva, Schorim. I mean, this whole piece over here stands well by itself without reducing all of Avoda on one point. It may or may not be right, but why is that the central point over here? Lechura, there are, you know, just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a bunk of a schar. He made a world that has Ra and Tov, La Avnisionos, we work hard, we get schar, and we live happily ever after. Why do I have to say all the avoda is really just the gil of yichud? What's that needed for? So he says like this: Amas seichel, avol hamaisim ochiach shayichra nizgalis. He says tachlis. That is the truth. Now let's back up a second. What he's trying to, he's saying, first of all, he says, we see this to be so, and that's why we are painting the picture this way. What he's saying is, there's no logical imperative that says to us that this has to be the way it's supposed to be. It could have theoretically been other ways, but we'll see that this is the true picture. We have plenty of Chazal that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go to Klal Yisrael no matter what. All this is connected to the Einish B'chira. In other words, if the whole point was we will let you earn your schar, so how can you have a matzav where at the end everything goes back to becoming in this gala? If the tachlis is to give us a chance to earn schar, then, you know, no tiki no washi. We didn't earn it, we didn't do it, we don't get it. Why is this end of days? Why is the world coming to an end? And and so on and so forth. Why don't we just say tachlis? The reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to lahasik b'midas hamishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted masik b'midas hamishpat lehamid kol b'riyosu b'kol hayomim, that all b'riyas should be b'mishpat kol hayomim. But it's not true. So if we build the picture around the point of Bechira and Kabbalah Schar as being the core of the Bria, we have a problem with that. Because at the end of the day, there is a 50% or 90%, 100% chance that it's not going to happen that way. That it comes to an end, and then there's a Tkufa forever after, and even if we didn't deserve it.
Why can't there be Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, which is sort of like in a different realm and a much more spiritual realm?
Yeah.
Olam Hazeh, everything goes to the pot, but Olam Haba is where people.
So that's basically really what that's basically what he's saying. Why would Olam Hazeh, unless we want to say that, unless we change the picture to fit the way he says it, we have that problem that you mentioned.
I don't understand why it's a problem. If Olam Hazeh is not that significant anyway, Olam Hazeh is just.
But so why is it that we dafka have a nevuah that Olam Hazeh will become mitukah no matter what, whether people like it or not? That the mazel hazeh. The way we, without his point of yichud, the way we have the pictures as follows: the tachas of the bria is to give people a chance to get schar. So Olam Hazeh should be an eternal matzav where people go through a phase where they have a chance to do mitzvah eris, and then they go on to live happily ever after or not. But that this world receives a ticket and this world turns into Olam Haba is a whole different picture.
But that's just, it's interesting, and he's going to answer, of course, that's this world is meant to be Megala Yehudo, and then.
So it goes the other way around. So we're twisting everything around. We're saying this world is meant to be a Megala Yehuda Yisbarach, and here is what I mean. Let's give an example. Let's take an example. Imagine if I have zero in mind, I'm not interested in changing you or doing anything with you. And I tell you, if you'll study hard and pass the tests by us, you'll get in. If not, not. So that means the relationship is built on getting a good grade, and it's your choice, yes or not. Let's take a different, a parallel case. Let's say a lot of times you'll have a therapist, and he has a clear direction. He wants you to take the test, but he recognizes that if he forces you, you may not do well. He tells you, it's really your choice. It's on and so forth. You can choose not to take it. It's just as good as that. The tachlis is not that I don't care. The tachlis is this is a road that will help you do well. Some people need somebody standing on top of them telling them, study. So I'm saying, listen, it's your choice. Take it at your speed. Whatever you want will be fine. And so the difference is they're both using similar elements. But the arrangement of the elements is the exact opposite. In one of them, I want you to do well in the test. That's what I want. And giving you the free choice is the hechatimtza. In the other case, the free choice is the end of it all. It's up to you and that's it. There's nothing other than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this world to be a certain way, to be Megal Yehudi. That's what he wants. Bechira is the tool. It's not the pshat. Bechira is the end of it. Bechira is the means for it.
Yeah, this world is sort of the Olam HaShavah. It's like, I guess the way I see it is almost as a simulation compared to the actual flight or the actual experience. So what if everything goes to pot in a simulation? Big deal. It's just a simulation. Like, this is just the Olam HaShavah. So what if everything goes to pot in the Olam HaShavah? It's nothing compared to the Zohar and the reality of the Olam HaEmes. So.
But the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Adarabba. It's like you're talking about a simulator. You ever see, they used to have these things where with things you have around the house, you could build yourself a little model airplane. And then you want it to really work or run or whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a world that is Megala Yehudai, even where it apparently does not exist. The ultimate Gilu of Yichud is there where in a place where it seems it can't exist.
So it has to be in the most shuffle alone.
Correct.
Because that's where there's...
Correct, that's where... right, exactly. That's exactly... That's the gilui of Yehuda is in a place that seems to be contrary to it. Because, you know, it's lousy, it's schlocky, it's not, and that's where you have the gilui.
Yeah, because a lot of our chazal seems to completely deprecate this olam. But
yes and no. You go back and forth. This world, in its own right, is worthless. This world, as a hechatimtza, to bring out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what? It's sort of like Boma. We can say over. We can say over. Rav Shimon Ben Choi was on a very, very high madrega, and when he left the Mara, he saw somebody sitting and working his field. And he said, "What are you doing? I mean, we're talking about Olamos Elyonos, and you are sitting there growing potatoes. Why can't you sit in the cave, eat tamarim and water, and sit to study Zohar?" And the poor guy died. Never meet holy rabbis when they're the holiest. So he went back to the cave. Then he comes back. We'll assume that it was on a higher madrega.
Right.
And he comes back, and he sees somebody carrying two adasim. And he says to him, "What is that all about?" He says, "Well, it's Erev Shabbos, this is Zohar, this is Shomer." And Rabbi Shimon Choy was extremely taken by it. So that's a higher madrega. In other words, if I take one hadas and make it Zohar, and one hadas make it Shomer, it's something else. You know, a piece of bread is gashmius. My piece of bread when I'm starving, giving it to that child is pure ruchnius. The bread is ruchnius.
I don't know, I remember that Gemara, I don't know the exact lush in there, but that's not a parallel comparison, because in the first time he came out of the cave, he didn't see someone doing something directly mitzvah.
Correct, that's exactly, you know, it's the first time he only saw the world of gashmius, but that's the difference. The first time he just saw the potatoes as potatoes.
Right, right.
The second time he saw that the ultimate tikkun is to take something and make, just like if you make a bracha on it. And again, for us a bracha is a side dish. It's a little pat of butter to the potato. But for a person that the potato is the bracha, that's what he's doing.
That's like what Ruby was talking about with the thinkers, that the mafulatas.
Yes, exactly. You're it's just like you watch people dancing.
The ruptures,
sir? The ruptures. But I want to just think, sometimes you see people dance. Sometimes you say, this person is expressing so much vulgarity in his dance. This person is expressing so much grace in his dance. This person expresses so much kedusha in his dance. And this person is never stopping along, ramping around, because he has to do it. But these are all, and it's expressed. You know, and it's expressed through something that's clotting. I was nishtaymim. I'm not a big art person, son, but I was once in Lincoln Museum. After all, you live in Washington, you have to do something. And, you know, Lincoln's face has an extraordinary... There's an extraordinary tzilus and something special about this. Yeah. And you look at the statue... And you say, this is a piece of stone. A stone is as inexpressive as can be, you know. And look at the guy who sculpted it. He put that into it. That's an amazing feat, that from a stone you're able to bring out such tender and fine expression. So in this world that we can take things and express so much out of it, that's extraordinary. So he says, "Avla ma'isem akir shiruim lesgalois ki anachnu royim haftoches anaviim sheivenu lemalakvar." Asher tevgol yisor kol ponim afilu b'loischus. So Bechira is not an end to itself. V'im hoisa kavona b'em islami ne'a b'chira v'astav o'inish. Then shalom tomid bani me b'chira. Liyas tzadikim v'shoyim k'tzoynam. V'tomid yator l'tzadikim v'ra l'shoyim. V'itzosh tzadikim tomid lo yila hefzik. If this is ideal, we come to the world, we have problems, issues, we work hard, we earn our brownie points, we go. V'zehoyash HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoroitza l'hachzik b'midas ha'mishpat. Lahamid kol b'yosef bo kol ha'yomim. Aber sei da eine schöne Kach, kemo ich schach mit einem Cross. Und gewollen wir Hazal, sche soif kol soif tas ab hier mit einer Auto. Voloya oid raus bolom. Für amu yitamu khatay mit arts gesehen. In kein ein soif gewon aus Ravinisch, ella tikuna kloli. Ve ella she hier kiva kol spor ku schnell dran kehot. Wo ihr ze imek atsosay le savi va koil ol tikuna sholi. So everything the bechira and schar become part of the bigger picture of Tikkun HaShol. Voide davze lefnim besat shmai veino prote an hoge ki inyan omoy ki ikrim yoit. Okay, vanachnu ad ato di barna bichlau. So we've painted a general picture. Ki hine samnu yisoid echot shekol nyan abriyev ruksem tluyim vagil yichud yisparach. Uldova ze motzone shnei azmani. So we've said that all the whole bria is tolling gilui yichudoi, and we found two zmanim. Echad beyoyse nista vase iskalis, but sheni achshen iskala. Ubeelo shnei azmanim reinu heyoyse tolle v'desodim gilui zcharei. So these two tkufas really have to do. This is the tkufas of when Adam is working and mizukav eschar. Me ato bechol echad mazmanu elo yeshon lahavchin kol patruch lahasik boi. In other words, so basically what we're saying is there are two books describing the Bria. One Zmana Hester, one Zmana Goli. Each one has its own rules, its own laws, its own dynamics, its own flow, and so on. Everything has its own mahalach. So he says, and then we also have to understand how the two flow from each other. So basically, there are three pieces of the Bria, and each one, in a sense, is not translatable to another. I have something fascinating as a parallel, which is really astounding. You know, once upon a time, it was thought that the laws of nature need to apply to everything equally. You can't have laws of nature that apply to tables, and laws of nature that apply to benches, laws of nature that apply to sfarim, and to shelves, and to who knows what. Laws of nature means there are these the all-encompassing laws that branch out into each element as fits. In other words, all chemistry and physics should be the same. Each element is a branch of it that follows the law. Today, and I don't know what will be tomorrow and the day after, but today the understanding is that there's a world of physics for the big picture, the macro world, and a world of physics, a micro world. There are truths things that are true in the big picture, and those things are not true in the small picture, in the quantum physics, the particles, and we just live with it. You know, we say, okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. The question is always, how do you get from one to the other? Like, how does it add up to the big picture? At the end of the day, there has to be a transition. Big things are made of little things. And if let's say I were to tell you, this is a table. It's really hard, but each tiny piece is soft like a sponge. So you're gonna have to explain to me real hard how a lot of sponges together become a rack. I mean, you just multiply the sponginess times a million, you still have sponge. So there are three things we need to understand. We need to understand the rules and dynamics of the world of Bechira, the rules and dynamics of the world of Tikkun, and the rules and dynamics of the transition from one to another. How does it, like, just a pair with a shofar and that's boom, everything changes? How does it work? V'naschal ata keseda, v'zei yatzir ishayna. Lehovin prote helam ayichud. So the first thing is to understand the yichud. Ki hu azman harishon u mishpat hanigosis bar zman hazeh. V'kanya lanu leva'er. It's called Yonah Avodichol to the cell. Vachonash on a soisa. Vikol shabchin shashon lafkin dovazer. Okay. Amma Seichel. He's continuing. It just kind of makes what. Hakdom achas doilo v'ikris ma'oid. Tzorech nil dilacha. I have to tell you something that's hakdom to whatever we're going to say afterwards. Koyin shakonas if it be in drach of Elis Baruch, which felt there's an oisim boy. But before I go any vaita, I'm going to have to put down a klal so that we don't stray. Omer Shama Umahi. Omer Seichel. Hine anachnu roim. Chukim umishpotim. Asher yisparshma mistaik bonim manu. We're dealing with all sorts of rules, regulations, laws, patterns that Kosh Baruch Hu is mistaik with them. Anachnu vrov. We, his creations. Midois udrochem tzadikim kashe gozra oimekach mosoi. Because of all of these different middos, we have actually described the Kodesh Baruch Hu those middos. Ve'elov karanu, rachum, chanun, gibah, b'chol shaykin, and ravish de'asalei. We have a whole dictionary of terms, a whole lexicon of terms that we use to describe Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omnom kantzichon lahav madas emunah v'adoy, it's just not all we need to believe these are not in any way describing him. The activities that he does are not reflections of his ability. These are all in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. In other words, it's a language created for them. Let's give a mashal. A person has a conversation with a friend of his. So when I have an open, free-flowing conversation, I don't think all much about what you're going to think or understand. I think about expressing myself, and I try to do it as freely as I can. So you can take a conversation that I'm having, the words, the content, the ideas, the format, the expressions, and use it to teach me, and use it to be magdir me. So, for instance, let's say I speak in a very, very structured way. Maybe I'm an organized person. I speak in a very passionate way. I'm a passionate person, and so on. Let's say I'm teaching special ed to very, very learning disabled children. So I spend an awful lot of time taking the words, ideas, and patterns that the kids can understand and work with that. So basically, if somebody hears me in a special ed class, it's not a reflection of me, it's a reflection of the audience. I built it for the audience. So all the words, expressions, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote and said and so on and so forth, they're all geared towards the audience, not towards himself. All I can understand is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to, not anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if you come levad, but doves and espirits chacham and kremes ram biurach. This is said many places. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, but so listen, when I go to special ed class, the audience is the audience because that's who they are, and then I have to adapt. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided what he wanted us to be.
So you could talk about why he decided us to be the way we are. But his conversation, everything, Rachman, Echan, all of that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided would be the best ways to deal with us. When I deal with someone else, sometimes it's because that's the way I would like to express myself. You know, if I yell at somebody, a lot of times it's for me to let off steam. Sometimes it's to get my message across in the way that's appropriate. Most people try to excuse the first one as the second one. But, you know, I always have the argument, like with Israelis, you know, Hayti chayav la'gid lo sheze kach v'kach. So I say, 1 minute, why is it such a chag? Kshu yada. Why? To be honest, you really wanted to let it go. No, Hashem Shida. I said, I don't feel that a that right the concern with the other person and
education. The yeah.
Somebody there was my father used to say over like in Yiddish when somebody would carry on like that. My father said this, especially in Yiddish. In Europe, the gypsy tribes used to go around, and they would steal stuff. And you know, they would see laundry hanging. They would steal. They were very into stealing. And somebody once, you know, walked out. He saw his laundry had been stolen by some gypsy, and the person was furious. But it was a little bit to yell about his underwear that's missing. He says, it's not my laundry that bothers me. It's the low moral standards of the gypsy tribes
moral indignance.
Yes. So he says, "Uklau mashe tzichon lahamazel kuyis b'ashem mitziusay neidalon uvade shumuchach me'atzmoi ach mehusay efshan asik l'avika." There was somebody who was telling me over there. It was a Pashto Yid, very very nice person, really a positive person, very elegant Yid. Very, very unlearned. Became from Breslov, and he's a good person. Oyved Hashem, nice. But he was telling somebody that the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu, he read in his English translation of Breslov's poem, and that the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world was because he was lonely. And you know, it was impossible to dissuade him. That's based on kfira. You know, saying Kodesh Baruch Hu is lonely. Besides which, it's you know. As to create something goes lonely is like having a virtual friend that you create online and talk to him if it's you. You know, it's like, okay. V'loy oid, ala shekva osa lanu isa oylam nikanzu fikirzais. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says, kuzo shem etzosa lanu vadishu muhatsu. So we know that he exists. Ach mehusay, what he is, yeshan asika kol vika. We are not allowed to be chokidus at all. Anything we could picture in any way, that is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's above and beyond. Anything, the nice thing we can say about a Nivra, we don't get him. Everything is a Bria, created. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in no way, in any way, and that's important before we start speaking about details and so on and so forth, to be able to understand what and when and so on and so forth. Okay, I think we can hold it here. So we're holding on a mudlam itches. Lamehei, sorry.